Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I feel like we haven't come back with this song before on the show.
What is this?
You know the voice.
Is this Freddie Mercury?
Wow.
Elton John.
Oh, damn. I screwed that one up. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, that was bad. That was
okay.
Bad. I shame.
It's all right. We were talking Blue Chews last segment. I get it. There's the mind.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
All right. So, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Before we get back to the phone lines here and we talk all things about this passing game, and is it a big deal? I think it is. Hugh does. And a lot of people today, I like to say head in the sand. You could say you're not worrying about it. What's the Carno thing? You already paid the Carno.
You already paid the Carno.
I know that repo.
Just wait for the next one.
Repo
yeah.
guy. You know, he's worried about him coming down the street. All right. Before we get back to that, though. We have to decide, Hugh, if we are screwed or we are saved on Sunday. Now, last week, when the Eagles, we got that, it was Brett Allen last week, Brett Allen and his crew with the referee assignment, I felt like we were saved. It was a good draw for the Eagles based on Brett Allen's history, on home teams and all that. This week, Hugh Douglas, we are screwed.
That's crazy.
No, we're in big trouble here with the referee stuff. All right, so Sean Smith is the referee this Sunday for the Eagles or Rams game. So, Hugh, last week when I dove into Brett Allen, I recognized that he was very favorable to home teams, like above the average. The home teams did better with him above average compared to other referees. Obviously, we were home. So I felt good going into the game. This guy, Sean Smith here, he's very favorable to road teams. In fact, in every year of his career, he's been a referee for 10 years now, relative to how often home teams normally win, they win less with Sean Smith. Now, Hugh, part of that could be like maybe he's got some bad home teams, right? Like he can't affect the game that much.
Yeah.
But over 10 years, that feels like something.
So, I tell you, man. I just love this. My mind is blown.
We got ref stats?
That refs have become the story in playoff games.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. But, I mean, I guess that's just, you know, with so much money on the line and, you know.
Data's out there.
Yeah,
especially for betting, the betting market.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's one of those things where you just look at it and you're like, wow, that's crazy.
Okay, I got two more little nuggets on Sean Smith. And memories that we don't love here in Philadelphia. So, Hugh, Sean Smith's crew was the crew that ejected Chauncey Gardner-Johnson from the game in Washington about a month ago. So that, we have a little history there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he was the referee for the playoff game in which Carson Wentz got knocked out by Jadeveon Clowney. So, you know, the Eagles can affect the game way more than the refs.
We got a bad track record with this cat.
We don't have a great track record with Sean Smith. Brett Allen was a much more favorable ref for the Eagles, so just keep that in mind. If a call goes the wrong way on Sunday, it's Sean Smith's fault. I mean, and that's the bottom line on that. So I don't love it. I wish it was better.
Well, so then we're fine. I mean, we spent this whole day worrying about Jalen, but really, if we lose, we just blame the refs.
Yeah, have that in your pocket on Monday morning in case. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Violet is up on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Violet, we're doing great. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I am very excited for this weekend, and I just love listening to you guys because I really do learn so much, so thank you for that. And how are you, Hugh?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
Good. I'm off today, so I'm just getting some things done listening to you guys. And the more that I listened, because when I first called, I was like all gung-ho on, not that I don't like Jalen, I do. And at some point, he is going to have to be great. I know that he's efficient now and he's managing the game. I get it. But one of the stats that I wrote down, and this was from the Super Bowl, and I understand that that's a whole different ball game, but 27 of 38 for 304 yards and a touchdown. where did that Jalen go? And I know that we don't have to do that right now, but at some point, I'm going to have to see that Jalen.
Violet, it's a great question. So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you go back to that year, and I think a lot of people have determined this defense is better than that one, but that one was good too. We had the year they went, you know, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and in the two in the two playoff games leading up, we only allowed a touchdown in each game, but then we got to the Super Bowl and played Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and
exactly.
it turned into a shootout.
I know that, and then well. Part of that, too, we got some really bad calls in that game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then somewhere along the line, the defense, I don't know if it was just because, you know, Kansas City's offense was just clicking and they wore them. I don't know what happened. But this defense, I know, is phenomenal. And I know running the ball, to me, defenses win championships. They really do. I mean, I always go back to the Joe Flacco and Baltimore Ravens.
Sure.
When he won his. Because I looked up those stats, too. 22 of 33, 287 yards, 3 touchdowns. They had an awesome defense. And Flacco, I mean... I don't know. I know it's in Jalen, so I don't know what is going on. And maybe it is the coaching staff that is telling him not to throw. I know it's in him. I know it is.
Well, and it honestly, is. And the players change, Violet. Like, you have career years. You have not as good years. I mean, I think it's in him, too. It's not like he's old or, you know, not a good player anymore. But it's he hasn't played that way for most of the season. That's the truth. Just hasn't. I mean, he's had moments like the Steeler game and the Bengal game, but he hasn't played that way. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Good luck tomorrow. I know Violet's trying to win those tickets on the morning show to get to the game on Sunday in the snow against the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, that's what it really comes down to, is if they need it, will they be able to throw the ball at a high level? Because it's been sporadic that they've done that the whole season.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that I'm over the mindset. I think Jalen's going to do what he has to do to win the game. And, you know, if it comes to a game in Detroit, if we get to that game that we have to throw the ball, I think he'll answer the bell. But we got to get there first. And I don't think that it's a necessity this weekend to be a guy that has to show, just because people are a little nervous, to show that he can throw the ball all around the schoolyard.
Is it a luxury?
What's that?
Passing?
Nah.
No, this is most certainly a necessity.
Nah, yeah, we're not about to do that.
That, I mean, if they say they win Sunday and they throw the ball like 10 times because they just run all over the Rams, you know that's coming next week. This is not even a luxury, the passing game.
It's just
not whatever. I mean from you.
That
I mean
show
from
no, but I'm saying it's just
that
the formula. Whatever the formula
Tuesday.
Is to help us win, that's the formula that I'm willing to implement.
Yeah, you're not worried about that repo, man, but that, you know.
It's keeping the main thing the main thing.
That's exactly what we all have to do around here. Keep the main thing the main thing. Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
So give me some time today, Joe. Don't hang up on me.
Okay, go ahead. I'm letting you cook.
That caller made a list, and now I'm making a list. So first of all, I hate Kyle. Kyle is like the squirrel on the fence that just be messing with your dog. And you're like, why is my dog going crazy out there in the yard?
You know
and
what?
You
shut up.
There, and it's this punk squirrel up there raveling around my dog. That's how you always try to poke the needle on somebody. Get on my Mammy Jamie nurse. Secondly, Hugh, I was in the car when you made that tweet. I know exactly the caller that made you tweet that out, and I was right there with you. I was like, wowzers, that was some crazy caller.
Yeah, they're different. I stand on that.
Secondly, don't be messing me on IG. Hugh sent me something that for 13 seconds I thought it was me. He's just like, is this you? I looked at the video twice. I'm like, wait, that might be me.
Wait, you got a lookalike? Is a black lady lookalike?
He was out there killing it.
And it was a cowboy, too. I felt some sort of way. I like you trying to get me riled up in the afternoon. Secondly, for all the people out there worried about getting your car repoed, in all 50 states, if you sleep in your car, they cannot tow your car. If you're physically in your vehicle, in all 50 states, they can't tow it. I'm not saying I pretended to be homeless for a little while I caught up on my bills, but I'm just telling you, if you in that Mammy Jammy, they can't tow you nowhere. And if they try to, you take a picture, you sue them, you sue the bank, you sue the car loan people, free car, you're welcome. Now, Don Giglio.
I'm writing that advice down. That's good advice.
That's dope.
Right there. Yeah.
Joe Dilio, you bizarro punk. I ain't been mad at you a month, and Dort, it feels good to be mad at you today. I missed it, Joe. I missed your buffoonery and your charcuterie board and your weird talking out here. So we can all agree we want 2022 Jalen back. I just heard that last caller. She was wonderful. She's right. We all want 2022 Jalen right back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in his first playoff game, he threw for 154 yards and a win. His second playoff game, he threw for 121 yards and a win. No touchdowns in that 121-yard game. No passing touchdowns, by the way. But then he goes to the Super Bowl and plays against, Patrick Mahomes, the second grade Tom Brady, da-da. He throws for 300 yards, as he talked about. He had one TD. He played one of the best games of his life outside of that fumble, and he lost to a guy that threw for 185 yards. So for everybody out there complaining, which would you rather have, the Super Bowl and 185 yards or the greatest statistical game of his life? Jalen Hurts matches the moment. When it's the fourth quarter and he runs a seven-minute drive, it's because that's what's necessary to win. So right now, when you're all crying and complaining, can he do it? Won't he do it? Sometimes you have to go with the game plan, and he goes with the game plan that is most likely to end in a win. And he does that at a 70% clip. And Joe Gilio, stop crying. Stop being a punk. Get yourself together and be a grown man and not a pound puppy. And let's go get these George W's, because I tell you, Hugh, he's bad today. You get on that bus.
Yeah, this bus is going
to
be a lot.
All right, Black Gritty. You brought a lot of good stuff there, including you had sent me that Instagram thing about the make-believe Black Gritty. Cowboys Flam Black Gritty.
Yeah, I got
to check that one out.
It's a Cowboys Black Gritty?
That's what he seems
to be. That dude was dancing.
Okay.
Dog, is this you?
Can I present – let me present this a different way, because obviously this is – we're just – it's not getting through. Okay? Let me try it a different way. Because the trump card for everyone is, in the Super Bowl, he played his butt off against Mahomes. He met the moment. Right? And I'm not, of course he did. We did a whole show that next summer rewatching the game, and I came away more impressed with Jalen Hurts. Sometimes, and let me bring you back to this game this past Sunday. Do I think if the game is on the line, like they're down six in the fourth quarter, Jalen could lead a drive? Yeah, I don't think, I think he can, right? I think that he definitely is capable and might. But you know, that's not my worry. You know what my worry is? My worry is this. The second and third quarter, they don't move the football, and then they're down in the fourth quarter when they don't have to be.
You want smooth sailing.
Yeah, well,
you don't want adversity.
Yes, it's not like, do you trust, will Jalen Hurts throw, you know, make a drive if he needs it? That's not the question. The question is, will they go silent for a large portion of the game and it allows someone
that's fair.
To stay in the game, or next week to jump on them?
Like, that's fair.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah, that's fair, because during that game, I'm not gonna lie. During that game against the Green Bay Packers, you were wondering if the Green Bay Packers could mount an offense that could put together a drive that could put them back in the game, and that's what they were trying to do. And
they couldn't
do it.
If they had any pulse, though, it would have been tight.
That's fair. And you look at a team, say, like, if we get there, Detroit, or even the team we're playing this weekend, the Rams.
Right, Stafford's.
They have the capability to do that. But I don't feel – I honestly don't feel like that'll be a factor in this game because of how they're going to have to get back in the game. I don't see that being the case. But I get it, and that's something that has most Eagle fans worried. But I feel like Jalen's – he's going to match the moment.
Mm.
I feel like that. And I feel like – knowing what I know about the playoff series, the running game translates well. Good defense and a running game. And we got both.
Ooh, and we got some snow on Sunday as well. All right, Kevin in Somerton caught my attention. Joe is a dumbass. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Kevin, what's up, man?
Listen, it's like I don't even have to listen to this show. I just got to just turn it on, and I just assume Joe's scared about something.
Well, last week you missed a great show when I tried to tell everyone this was going to be a blowout of the Packers and Hugh was being plant-based. I mean, I was not scared at all last week.
Yeah, you also told me Jalen's going to have to throw and do this and that, and I called you in and you made a, you know, kind of a fool of yourself because obviously I look correct this week. So I just want to understand, this week we're scared about what exactly? The Rams and Matthew Stafford coming to punish us on our home field?
I do think the game will be competitive, but I'm not super scared. I'm just, I think it'll be a competitive game. But my point is that the passing game is a big deal. We can't pretend it's not. That's all.
My point is the passing game is not a big deal until it's a big deal, right? And so I understand like your apprehension with eventually we're going to face a game where we need to pass. Unless we don't, Joe. Unless we don't, you know? And if we do, I'm confident that Jalen can do that.
Why? But why? Why?
Because I don't think we've been calling the same plays for him that we have been for other people. And I know, like, DeCameron and everyone else thinks that's because of his, you know, intelligence with the game and this and that. But I don't think that's the case. I really think we are trying to preserve certain things to make sure that we get to the Super Bowl. And I think if it's not broke, then maybe you don't fix it.
So, hold on. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You think they're holding back passing concepts for the bigger games?
No, I just don't think it's necessary until it's necessary. You know what I mean? Like, if
so,
not,
all right. Yeah, I don't think the results are necessary.
And we might face that this week. I agree. We might face that this week. Although, whatever. We will face it. But, right, if we get through this round, we will face that, Joe. I agree with you on that.
I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, again, we'll see what happens this week. I think the Rams will be competitive. The Eagles should win
very
this game, Kevin. But next week and the week, like in the next two games after this one, and if you want to include Stafford and McVay, you can, but you don't have to. It's going to be likely Goff and the Lions in a dome, and they've averaged 34 points a game this year. And then the Super Bowl against one of three quarterbacks that are all outrageously good players. So the challenges are going to be there, and I just think this whole thing would be easier if we threw the ball better.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be easier. I think actually what's helping us this year, to be honest, and maybe the stats prove me wrong, but I think we are kind of strong in the league right now with our run game when the league's in a bit of a transition towards that game. So that's what I feel confident in. We got smaller D-backs. We have smaller secondary trying to take down our big backs. You know what I mean? I think Jalen, if he tries to do too much, I think that would hurt us more than just sticking with the game plan and sticking with what works.
Well, and that's been the formula, Kevin. And they're going to keep doing it, Kevin. We appreciate it until it bites him.
If you're being honest, and it also is conducive to the skill set of the quarterbacks that are playing. Like, Jared Goff is a cast-off. I mean, Jared Goff's playing well now, and I'm not trying to, poo-poo on him or anything like that, but Jared Goff got let go for Matt Stafford because he wasn't a passing guy. And that was what the league needed at that time. Jared Goff has benefited tremendously from the fact that they run the ball extremely well and he doesn't put the ball in harm's way as much. So it's one of those things where, to the caller's point, the league has transitioned to more of a running game. And you're playing against a team this weekend who wants to throw the football. They want to throw the football in inclement weather. So if that's what they want to try to do, let them.
I saw a stat yesterday. I was trying to find it now. I think this is the first time, or I think if the Ravens and Eagles win on this weekend, it will be the first time since 1998 the top two rushers
in the advance of the playoffs
both make it to at least championship weekend. I mean, those two have been the one of the stories of the season, right? The microcosm of the season, that the game changing and the run game. Yeah, I mean, they've been amazing, both of them. Let's talk to, we got Brian who's up next. What's up, Brian?
Yo.
Hey, Brian. What's up, buddy?
I'm worried about this weekend, as all weekends when the birds are playing. I think their luck's going to run out. Jalen's got me worried. Last game, he looked terrified at times. And I get it. He got busted up pretty good. Coming back from a concussion, I'd be a little scared, too.
So he only ran, I don't know if you're scared, but he only ran six times. I think that was, Hugh, to me, that was, let's try to limit this. Let's try to take care of ourselves. First game off the concussion.
Yeah, first game off the concussion.
I would think he runs more this weekend if it requires it, Brian. But yeah, I mean, look, I think the pass game's got to be better, and I don't see any way around that as we move forward. They need it.
I haven't seen a good pass out of him in a while.
How long does your wow last?
The last good one I saw was in 2022.
In 2022, right. So what about that one he threw in Louisiana? What about that one he threw in Louisiana? Dallas Goedert? What about that one? That one the good one?
It looked awkward. I don't know. Okay. Like, I look at Jalen,
I saw some in Cincinnati. I saw some in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a better
one. When are we
going to
get a great quarterback in Philly? When? Are we ever going to get great?
What do you mean by great?
What is your definition of great?
Great?
one that's a leader, one that's going to, you know, make important decisions on the fly.
You mean like Jalen Hurts?
They run the same stuff.
You mean like Jalen Hurts is a leader and he makes decisions on the fly? I mean, what is your criteria for a quarterback? I'm asking Brian, what is your, I'm just curious.
Tom Brady.
Wait a minute. What'd you say? Tom Brady who?
Yeah.
Tom Brady too, Brian. They don't grow. Yeah, they don't grow on trees.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
But every year, Jalen's rankings just keep going down. Yeah, they got a great record. That's because of our defense. They're holding it down. But every week, it's either a nail biter or maybe we had a couple good games this year where we didn't have to worry the whole game. But it just seems like he's awkward. I don't know why he rolls out to his right. He puts himself in harm's way a lot. I don't know.
He does at times. I mean, Brian, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, the one thing that was kind of interesting in this past Sunday, he did something he almost rarely does, and it led to a touchdown. Remember the play where he was in the pocket for 7 seconds?
Yeah.
He almost never stays in the whole time.
He did. And to your point, you know, guys aren't going to be that open all the time, but they had some great blocking up front that allowed him to do that. And that's what he did. I think another thing he did. When he did hold the ball for a while, he got down. It was one play where he got down so quickly, mm-hmm. He ran lane over a little bit.
Oh, yeah, like they collided.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Well, he wants a Brady.
He's entitled to his opinion. I mean, no question about that. But I feel like Jalen is a good leader. I feel like Jalen has some intangibles that separates him from other guys. Listen. There is no, especially nowadays, I know what we'd like to think are prototypical quarterbacks. That's not the mold that a lot of guys are in now. It's a hard position to find. I think that the NFL is in transition. And you, to your point, you're talking about two quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Jalen who are benefiting tremendously from a solid running game. I think with the evolution of the passing game and the fact that we went so far to the left, now it's starting to come back and center itself a little bit with the running back game. And I don't think that it's smart to go away from that when it's been working so well. Regardless of how somebody feels a quarterback should be or anything like that, we're winning football games. Now, again, I will say this because somebody's going to miss it. I'm not saying Jalen was good enough to win a Super Bowl this last weekend, but he was good enough to win that game last weekend. And this is a fluid situation, and it's going to evolve as we keep going through this, as we make it to every round. It's like, have you ever seen The Game of Death?
No.
Bruce Lee? Yeah, great movie. You need to watch that.
Okay.
But it was like Bruce Lee, one of the last movies ever made, he went in this big old, like it was a tower, and at every level, he fought a different skill set, and he had to match that skill set in order to advance. That's basically what the playoffs are.
So Jalen's Bruce Lee.
Two men enter, one man leave. That's it. Because one of the fight scenes, he had to fight Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I can't believe you've never seen
that. He fought Kareem?
Yeah.
The height differences were enormous.
Yes.
He beat Kareem?
Yes.
Chop his legs out?
Stop. Joe, I'm sitting here, and I feel old
as
I don't
Bruce
know what.
Bruce Lee. You can take Kareem. Come on.
But it was a—
Well, some would say he's Jalen Hurts.
You got to watch it, man. You got to watch it.
215-592-9494.
All he does is win.
That's inarguable. That's even though we argue about it every day. All right, your phone calls on all this. Plus, we want to pass along a really cool story on Nick Sirianni, written by Tim McManus. That's coming up. Your phone calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk bacon, specifically Hatfield bacon. Y'all know how I feel about bacon. I love bacon. So much so that I had a huge flub yesterday trying to incorporate Joe into my bacon talk.
They got— We're not thick wood
hard
today.
Hard. They got, but bacon is delicious. And there are so many different